My name is Noah Omri Levin. You're listening to Digital Marketing Life, my podcast giving you access to the real life experiences, challenges, and triumphs of the incredible people across our industry. In honor of social distancing, it's just going to be you and me exploring motivation. What makes us tick? What gets us going? Well, today I'm excited because I think I've cracked some of the code and how it applies to marketing, and I want to share that with you now. We often find ourselves stuck, procrastinating, with writer's block. Sometimes we're exploring the refrigerator for the fifth time in an hour, or we're checking the same news site so many times that we're disappointed to see that the headlines have not changed. Now that we're working from home, we may pop into Twitter, Slack, our favorite social platform, to get the latest on what's happening, or at least some hilarious jokes to share. But there are also we find even more motivation to distract and disconnect from our lives, only to wake up 30 minutes later without knowing how we ended up watching the compilation video of home exercise fails. Why do we do these things? Are we deeply flawed human beings who will never accomplish anything tangible, while there exist others who have magical motivation in some form of pill that allows them to wake up early, exercise, meditate, and get everything accomplished by 5 p.m. in order to start their evening routine on time? I want you to consider that your lack of motivation is irrelevant. My wife shared an incredible study where psychologists put commuters through numerous scenarios to measure what factors had the biggest impact on whether they would offer their seat up to an older person who entered the train. What the study found was that the largest contributor to whether you offered up your seat was how recently you had offered up your seat in the past. In other words, if I force you to offer your seat once, regardless of who you are and what you've done in the past, you're more likely to offer your seat the next time that opportunity arises, just because you did it before and recently. Now, this has some incredible implications on behavior, which has incredible implications on marketing and our careers. And much more. I have to at least pretend this is somehow relevant to digital marketing in some way, right? Recently, I went on a bit of a personal journey, trying to dig deeper into this idea. I discovered a quote by Stephen Pressfield, the author of The War of Art, in which he said that the definition of motivation is the point at which the pain of not doing something becomes greater than the pain of doing it. Wow. The pain of not doing something becomes greater than the pain of doing it. Now we're totally lost. What on earth does this have anything to do with anything? I promised you that I would have a solution to motivation, but if right now the pain of not doing something isn't so great, then aren't I stuck? I can't change how I feel, right? Yes, the you that feels actually is stuck, but you don't have to be you anymore. You see, the reality of who you are being right now is your choice. Every day, we're on that train, and every time we don't stand up for someone, we ingrain in ourselves this idea that we are a person who doesn't get up, and we make it easier to be that person. If tomorrow I want to exercise, but I wake up, work, and go to bed and haven't exercised, I can very easily build a habit that I don't follow through on what I've committed to and believe that there's no changing that. The amazing thing, though, is that you're right. That person will never fix that problem. But that person isn't you, and I can prove it to you. Tomorrow, instead of waking up and not working out, before you go to bed, give your cell phone to your neighbor after wiping it with Clorox and ask them not to give it back to you until you've proven that you've worked out. What changed? You are the person who gave them the cell phone, right? So you are responsible for the outcome. But imagine the enthusiasm now you're going to have when you get out of bed in the morning. What you changed was who you are. By making the pain of not doing something greater than the pain of doing it, the person who wasn't willing to do it isn't here. Now you are the person who is doing it. What's incredible is that every motivational speaker, program, system, it all boils down to this idea. Whether it's building triggers into our day or pushing to start something so it's painful not to finish it, all habit-building ideas share one thing in common. You force yourself to do that first step, because once you've done that, you're not the same person anymore. Now the recency formula can kick in and redefine your definitions of yourself. So how does that relate to marketing? Do you see it yet? You might think that I'm going to give you some dark pattern ideas like getting people to say yes once because once you do that, they'll keep saying yes. And that stuff, it works, but it's also sketchy. And I didn't start this podcast to help you all be sketchballs. That's not real marketing. Real marketing is about holding up a vision of the world, one that is so compelling that a person cannot help but say yes. Holding up a vision of what could be, that in the distance it creates from our current reality, there exists a new lacking, a pain that can only be cured by buying in. The magical ability to motivate oneself or another to action is in understanding the current state of that person well enough that we can clearly depict a personalized vision of what could be, a vision that creates more pain in not doing a thing than in doing it. The better we understand the customer and our offering, the better we can do this. And if we can't solve the pain the customer has, it's time to evolve the offering. With enough potency, the experiences we create as marketers have the potential to drive an initial action that is the first building block into a person redefining who they are, as a person who can benefit from what we're offering. Now, let's get a bit more real here. Many brands know this already and have been using these tactics for years. Most of what I've shared isn't revolutionary, it's actually foundational to how we do what we do in marketing. But what we're witnessing now is the beginning of a chapter of history. How brands respond to coronavirus, or any crisis really, is extremely telling, but will also define their future. Because at the end of the day, humans are human, and when a brand is negative or manipulative, it may work in the short term. But in the long term, as customers, we will abandon them for brands that leave us feeling great. Some of the best brands in the world, and I include both mega brands and the long-surviving local mom and pops, they continue to thrive because they have played the long game well. Their vision is one that we buy into not only because of short-term pain, but because the long-term pain of not choosing their vision is too great. Let's bring this back to the personal to make the point clear. When you beat yourself up, it's not a surprise that you begin to hate yourself. Why would someone like someone who beats them up all the time? You're too fat. You need to work out more. You drink too much. These messages may motivate us in the short term, but they're not playing the long game well. Instead, imagine you actually take my advice. After working out, you pick up your phone from your neighbor. You give it another solid Clorox wiping. And now, after having worked out, try saying to yourself, I feel good. I love working out in the morning. You're building a new you. One who not only believes, but has evidence of their identity as a person who loves to exercise, a person who didn't exist yesterday. So as we continue to be isolated in our home offices and we choose to put messages out into the world, we have a lot of choices. Are we positive, negative, fearful, optimistic, demonizing, praising, reactive, or proactive? Let's ask ourselves, who do I want to build today? There's more where this came from. If you're enjoying these stories, the best way to say thanks is to subscribe, share them with friends, and go into iTunes and rate us 5 stars. You can follow me at Noah Omri Levin on LinkedIn and Instagram. This is Digital Marketing Life.